Check out The Golf Guy online, jjthegolfguy.com.
Jody Jenkins, The Golf Guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network. Thanks again for joining us on the program. And we encourage you to check out our website, jjthegolfguy.com, proudly brought to you by OSM Networks. There you will find places to play. We recommend golf courses you should visit. You'll find interesting tips from our swing coach, Greg Seemungle, and lots of great tips from the tidbit, Pat Glancy. Interesting facts about golf that you might not have been aware of. Also, we have a great way for you to get in contact with me. It's called email, jody@jjthegolfguy.com. Our guest is Tim O'Connor. And Tim, we've talked about Nike Golf. We've discussed ClubLink. And recently, a long-term development guide, I believe that's what it's called, referring to what's going on with golf, has been released, and I know it's a joint initiative. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are trying to accomplish and what it actually is.
Yeah, sure. The long-term player development guide is a joint initiative between the Canadian Professional Golfers Association and the Royal Canadian Golf Association. And basically what it is a roadmap for developing Canadian golf in the future, and the whole idea is to put structures in place in terms of coaching, access to courses, and just really figuring out, putting in place, shall we say, a roadmap so you can develop more golfers, you know, more recreational golfers, help grow the game that way, but also to help develop golfers in the elite and competitive streams, and just putting things in place so that those players get the best coaching and make the progress they need to make in, you know, structured steps so that Canadian golfers can compete on the world stage, whether it be the elite amateur ranks, college golf, or on the professional tours. And it's a similar process to what's gone on in with Alpine Canada, with the ski teams have just had so much success the last couple of years, and that's based in large part on a long-term development program that's similar to this. I mean, these things just don't happen in terms of nations developing really strong golf programs. You've seen it in Australia, Sweden, of course. These are part of programs put together with the help of the government. In terms of Sports Canada, has poured millions of dollars into this to help develop Canadian golfers. So it's quite an impressive thing, and I think in the future we'll start to see some of the dividends from this program.
Yeah, it's a great step, especially when we're trying to aid and develop our golfers here in this great country. I guess further to that, and I'd like your opinion, is golf continuing to grow? Are we in a lull, or is that not the case?
Well, I think that there was a study released last year by the RCJ by Ipsos, and that survey showed that Canadian golf was growing by leaps and bounds. Well, in fact, no one really puts much credibility into that survey at all. Because it's just not, if you talk to most golf operators around, that's not their case. They're not experiencing great growth in terms of demand at their facilities. So most people, most observers and people in the game have seen that that participation has remained pretty flat for the most part.
Tim O'Connor, our guest on Jody Jenkins, The Golf Guy, and we thank him for being such a loyal guest to the show, also a great supporter of the program. And Tim, let's get your take on some of the other guys that you work with. I know Sean Foley, who is a great instructor, does stuff with Stephen Ames as well. What can you tell us about what's been going on there, what's on the horizon?
Well, I think that's one of the best stories in Canadian golf right now is that Sean has started working with Stephen late last year, and we're starting to see the fruits of that come to bear. I mean, Ames shot a 64 on Saturday in the Verizon in really tough conditions, and a 77 yesterday. But golf is a cyclical sport. But it's just so neat to see that Sean, here's a guy who's been working at Glen Abbey for a number of years and become really known for becoming one of the top instructors in the country, particularly with juniors. He's the national coach of the Canadian Junior Golf Association. And, you know, took a risk, moved down to Florida to open up the Junior Golf Academy of Canada. And it's paying off because, I mean, you wouldn't get Stephen Ames coming to Glen Abbey to hit, you know, balls into a net over the winter time. But so now he's down in Orlando. So guys like Ames, David Moreland, another Canadian on the Nationwide Tour, and other pros are coming to Sean because they recognize, you know, that this guy is really, really sharp and just an amazing talent in terms of instruction. And he's based in Orlando, which is a perfect hub. A lot of tour players live there, and you can get direct flights all over the place. So it's really worked. It's so nice to see it happen for Sean and the success he's having with Stephen Ames. And I think it's just a matter of time until Ames gets a little bit more comfortable with some of the swing changes he's been working on, you know, all of which were basically to take the pressure off his back and to help him hit the ball longer, which is always a nice thing, but also higher. And Sean, I was just talking with Sean this morning, and things are coming together really nicely.
Jody Jenkins, the golf guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network. Our guest is Tim O'Connor. And Tim, let's talk a little bit about last weekend on the Verizon. Somewhat of an unlikely, well, I don't want to say an unlikely winner, but he certainly is a non-typical PGA Tour player. We're talking about Boo Weekly and his success at the Verizon. And, of course, a lot of people siding with him after a couple weeks ago at the Honda when he missed a short putt to win that event. Seeing this guy in the press conference, he is something else.
Oh, he's beautiful. He's just he's just such a breath of fresh air. You know, reckon, ain't, you know, all that stuff with that lovely, you know, southern drawl. What you got to love guys like that. Just like a lot of tour players, they come off as a little bit robotic sometimes. But you know, that's all because they're just trying to keep their emotions in check so much. I mean, that's my take on it, is that they don't want to get too excited about an eagle and, you know, not too bummed out about a double bogey. So they come off a bit robotic. But Boo Weekly, I mean, there's no force field in that guy, no sensor. And that, you know, it's fantastic. He's a great story. You know, kind of like John Daly when he first came out of, you know, seemingly kind of like Paul Bunyan out of, you know, the Arkansas Hills, you know. And what's really neat about Boo is that he wears sneakers and to play, and he can't wear regular golf pants because they hurt him. He's got some kind of a skin condition, so he wears what looks like rain pants.
Yeah.
So, anyways, it was really cool to see that. What a storybook finish. You know, them chipping in on 17 and 18.
I know.
And then Ernie needed to dunk it, and he almost did.
Yep.
So that was wild.
It was just wild, even with the wind conditions on that weekend.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, with the shot of Boo there on 18, and the flag was just about bent over double.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Tim O'Connor joining us on Jody Jenkins, the golf guy. And Tim has a lot of golf-related clients, including ClubLink and Nike Golf, and we're thankful that he's lending his expertise to the program. Tim, before we let you go, big event this weekend in New Orleans as they return to the newly restored TPC Louisiana. Should be emotional, of course, after some of the tragedies that they've gone through in that area over the last couple of years since the storms. I guess it'll probably be a big event. A lot of people will be checking that out for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whenever professional sports returns to an area like that's been hard hit like that, it's big because it means a lot about it reminds people of the story, and that the real thing that went on is that you had real people, not celebrities or athletes, but it brings the focus back, on the area, and that, you know, people, a lot of people were hurt. And so it helps, I think, the big thing about it helps renew the focus on the people that really matter, and that's, you know, the poor people that were affected by these things. So that, to me, is the big thing about it. And, you know, of course, it does bring some more, economic activity to the region, which you really need to make it vibrant. So, yeah, the players are happy to go back, and, you know, sometimes the people who live there think that there's too much focus on the celebrity aspect of it, but I think that any time you can remind people about the hardships that have been endured by people in areas like that, that it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim O'Connor, our guest, always a pleasure, Tim, and we look forward to hitting the links with you real soon.
All right, look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell. Who's winning?
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza. Because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Pinnacle Music Studios is Southeastern Ontario's authorized Yamaha piano dealer. We carry the finest crafted instruments from digital pianos to the world-renowned Yamaha grand pianos. So whether you're a concert-level artist needing a large grand piano or a beginner just starting out, we have a Yamaha instrument to meet your needs and your budget. With over a century of piano manufacturing experience and innovation, Yamaha pianos are the premier choice of concert venues, music schools, professional musicians, and music enthusiasts around the world. Play a Yamaha today at Pinnacle Music Studios, downtown Belleville.
To you, class and style are more than just words. You dress to a T, pick the finest restaurants, and always walk with confidence. That's why you golf at Trillium Wood. You don't cut corners, and neither do they. Trillium Wood, Highway 37 north of Belleville. Visit trilliumwood.com.